A former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, tells how when he was a child, he spent his summers at a cottage off the Great Lakes. And he says, for about 40 feet, the water was shallow and safe. His brother would take him water skiing out into the deep water, and he was terrified. But once he was out there, he said he loved it. And he said he decided then that that's where he wanted to live his life. No more shallow water. He wanted to be in the deep water. People who live in shallow water, it's all about me. That's kind of their motto. It's all about my opinions, my comfort, okay? But people who live in deep water, life is all about God's will and others. Commitments, those who live in deep water make commitments that get them in over their head. The willingness to struggle, to battle, to face challenges, rather than choose the path of least resistance. One example is living in the shallow water, he sought success, fame, prosperity for himself. His goals were only monetary. And those goals overshadowed everything in his life. His wife and family, and God and the church were not even on his radar. He became wealthy in the way he wanted to, but he lost everything else in the process. He swims in very shallow waters. Another man hoped to make enough money to be able to give away large sums of money to help others. Amazingly, the more he made, the more he was able to give away. Eventually, he left a job that gave him a six-figure salary to do missionary work in Africa. He went with his family for 3 years. Okay? He lives in deep water. His life is full. And almost every dimension of our lives can be lived in shallow waters or in deep waters. Our relationship with our children, our family, we can choose to live, like we say, in those deep waters, away from the shores, away from the comfort. We can allow God to draw us out of ourselves into those deeper waters. Another example of shallow waters, a couple wanted to see if they were really ready for the challenge of having a child. Okay? Would a child fit into their relationship? So they decided to get a dog as a trial effort. Okay? Well, they live in very shallow waters. Children can be all about making ourselves happy, or they can be the source and object of our greatest sacrifice and investment possible. Man tells of his sister graduated from college, and she'd studied hard, got married, had children, put her career on the side to raise remarkable children. She used all the knowledge she had acquired in college. It took all of her effort. There was no time for herself. Family, like we say, can be all about you or all about giving yourself to others. Those, like the gospel says, put out into deep waters and lower your nets for a catch. Okay? In the shallow waters, we don't catch anything. In the deep waters, we catch a whole lot. That's where the blessings are, more than we can even imagine. It's much better to raise a family in those deep waters of faith. Some are tempted to stay near the shore where there are no big breakers. You can put as little time and effort as you can and try to get back as much as you can, as much as possible. Others want to put in as much time and effort as they can and push themselves beyond expectations, to look beyond perks and benefits, to do what you love, to love what you are doing. It makes a difference. It enables you to put your whole heart and soul into it. A career is ultimately a way to serve others. A vocation is a way to serve others. And like we say, God calls us to those deep waters. Like we say, it's comfortable to hang around by the shore. But sometimes God is inviting us to those deep waters. Even people who make great sacrifices can make great sacrifices for themselves or for others. Like the Olympians will be watching those games over the next few weeks. And they can acquire great friendships and loyalties through those great sacrifices they've made. Much more important than the superficial goals of winning a gold medal or notoriety. And there's a t-shirt that says, "I believe that life is more than survival. I believe the heart is more than a muscle. I believe that we can know right from wrong. I believe in the cross of Jesus Christ. What is it that you believe?" That t-shirt is worn by those who walk in deep waters, that deep water of faith. Those who are willing to go in beyond their head. Okay, they're willing to trust that God will sustain them every step of the way. There's a little phrase that says, that first we jump, then we get our wings. Okay? First we make that effort. First we step out in faith. And then God kind of lifts us up and carries us. Mother Angelica likes to say that courage is having one foot in the air and a very queasy feeling in your stomach. But it means acting in spite of that fear. Okay. So we pray that we may have that moral courage to live our lives in those deep waters. Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch.